Welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus. Today we are joined by Rabbi Nosson Dubin, Kashrus Administrator at the HKA in Houston and the founder of the Kosher Institute of America. Thank you, Rabbi Dubin, for joining us. Let's talk about shuls for a second. A shul kitchen is wide open, no hashgacha, and someone is making a kiddush to Shabbos. So some caterer delivers food Thursday night, Friday morning. Who's there to accept the delivery? You know, in terms of Basar Shenos Almanayin issues.
Basar Shenos Almanayin issues.
Right.
I'll tell you another interesting thing. Caterers, nobody wants to serve stale food, right?
Right.
So if they're having an event, what do? They cook the food 80% and they finish it, mm-hmm. right? So that's something that we've encountered at Kedushim, where you have even somebody who's learned, right? What's the big deal? I put down a blech,
right.
and then I'll finish off the food, right? Which is Bishul Deiraisa, right? So when you don't realize the issues that are involved, then you just don't know, you know? Le'am Aretz Chassid. Like, you can't know that everything's okay unless you have a system in place.
Or issues. I just heard a story where a kitchen was unlocked and the workers, non-Jewish workers, came in the morning, Shabbos morning, to start setting up. They found the warmer unplugged, or whatever device it was, so they plugged it back in. You know, no problem. Well, they want to make sure that the Baal Simcha is happy.
Right.
Now, no one was the wiser because...
And to you, this is a chiddush. But it's not a chiddush. This is aleph beis, right? They to them, religion, if they're not religious, especially, I mean, if they're religious, it's a little bit more, but like, especially if they're not religious, like, they have no appreciation. They don't want all the flack of things not working out and it's going to be a balagan. They just do what they need to do and whatever, you know, like it's a lot happens.
Would you say in shul, based on what you've encountered, your experience, most of the issues are Shabbos related because most of these events take place on Shabbos? Is that?
A lot of them are yeah, but not necessarily Shabbos related. I think that there's a lot of issues come up on Shabbos just because that's when most of the food is being served.
There's bishul, there's chazara, there's bayrer, there's all,
you know all taking out stuff with slotted spoons,
right,
then they're bringing in product on Shabbos, and you're having a guy bringing in things.
Yeah, they run out of stuff, so the guy runs out to the store to buy it, comes back,
no one knows the difference.
You also have in shuls, you have where very often the men's kiddush is fleishiks, the women's kiddush may be milchiks, and people are bringing stuff back and forth because there's no system in place to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
So that our listeners don't get disheartened, what's the eitzah?
So let's I think there's probably five things I would say that are very important. Number one is the kitchen needs to be locked, period. Okay, and if you're doing it with a combination lock, change the code every 6 months. Okay, mm-hmm. because the code gets around, everyone's going to know it. Okay, it needs to be locked. That's aleph beis. You have a double door, put a latch on it. Put on a padlock, the whole installation is going to cost you $20, okay? Put a lock on it. That's number one. Number two is put in cameras. Not expensive. You get cheap cameras, buy it on Amazon. You could put the whole camera, even just a plug-in camera, even if you just put in two cameras, it costs you $150. We're not talking about a huge investment. You want to put in professional cameras, it will cost you $750. We're not talking about mind-boggling numbers here, okay? Secure it, put in cameras. One person needs to be responsible for the kitchen. One person, and that means that if the Rav walks in and there's a problem, he is responsible. So even if he asks somebody else to check in product, that means that he's responsible for making sure that person knows what to check in. Okay, that's number three. That person needs to be trained. Mm-hmm. So either, again, like I mentioned before, either he's in Kashrus or he takes a course with one of the OU courses or the Star K courses, or he takes the online Mashkiach course. The Kosher Institute, Mashkiach, the Akko Mashkiach course that's available. Any type of training, some type of training, okay? And then the last thing that I think is a good Eitzah Tova is, and this is, again, for shuls and for schools, is to have a check-in system. And one Eitzah that I think works very well for these kind of environments where you don't typically have Mashkiach Tamidi is you have, let's say, a red marker for fleishigs, and then if you have a dairy kitchen, you have a blue marker, permanent marker for milchig. And then every single item that comes into the kitchen, the hashgacha gets circled. Doesn't take long. Everything gets piled up outside the kitchen, and then whoever is checking in the product circles it, and if you really want to do it right, puts in their initials. We do this in a bunch of our establishments, the places that don't have Mashgiach Tamidi. It's beautiful.
So what happens if an item is there that doesn't have the
because
mark?
Because if they circled the OR, right, the registered trademark, okay, which happens, right, or something, or there's a questionable Ashgacha, so you know exactly, number one is, you know what the mistake was, and you know who was the one who made the mistake. So it's not a question of putting blame, but you know where the training needs to be, mm-hmm. right? So, and when a person, whoever's in charge, walks into that kitchen, when I will go into a place that doesn't have Mashgiach Tamidi, I just look up and down. It takes a second because everything is positioned. The Hashgacha is facing out, circled with the red, with the Hashgacha circle, mm-hmm. initialed. I know right away who checked it in and if it's okay. And if periodically there's a problem, they checked in Hashgacha that's questionable, no problem. I know who did it. I know what the issue is. And we say, okay, this Hashgacha is not accepted. Great. Move forward, right? So those are just some etzes. And like I mentioned before, for a school, if it's a possibility, you know, hashgachas will work with you. Like, especially like the smaller, you know, out of town for sure, and even in the in town, it's not nearly as expensive as you think. And especially if it's for yeshiva, they'll work with you. It's not going to be.
Are you familiar with meisters that actually have hired supervision or shuls, or not yet?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I can't think of any. A shul. You know, it's harder because there's a lot of moving parts and people coming and going, but it's not regular production.
Right.
Logistically, I think it's harder for a shul to be under Hashgacha. It's harder.
Especially, I know it's a little off topic, but in the age of party planners, where I know it's a different topic for a different time, but in the age of party planners, where most of them don't have Hashgacha, when a shul is not supervised, that means whatever's coming in and out, no one knows what's going in and out of that kitchen. So that just highlights.
So that's why for a shul, I don't know necessarily. I mean, it would be wonderful. You know, you're under the best situation, of course, to be under Hashgacha. Practically speaking, I don't know if you have to push so hard for that. I think what you need to do is, like I mentioned before, you have to have a system. Mm-hmm. If you have a system, then you can discuss if the system's working or if it's not. If you don't have a system, then by definition, you're failing.
Right. Fascinating. Thank you so much, Rabbi Dubin. Any final takeaways, Let's Talk Kashrus takeaway for our viewers as we end this discussion?
Look at it as a solution, not a problem. I mean, I think there is, you can look at it and be like, oh, I don't know, like, yeah, we're not going to get a Vada Kashrus in here. We're not going to get it under Hashgacha. There's so many things and get this and get that and get a camera. It's so complicated. You can't do everything. You can't get a camera. You could, but you don't want, so don't get a camera. Put someone in charge. You can't have them fully trained. Have them half trained, right? It's not an all or nothing thing. And don't look at it as like an overwhelming thing, like, wow, there's so many pieces. It's so complicated. The best thing, the first thing, put a lock on the kitchen. Put a lock on the kitchen. That way the party planner who wants to drop off stuff needs access. Somebody needs to let them in. Mm-hmm. So even if you can't do everything, do whatever you can. Look at it as, you know, solutions, not problems.
Rabbi Dubin, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.